أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ أَنَّا يُصْرَفُونَ
Did you not see those who dispute concerning Allah's signs? Whence are they then being turned astray? Did you not see those who dispute concerning Allah's signs? Whence are they then being turned astray? This lays bare the root cause of the unbelievers' erroneous perception and conduct, one that has caused them to fall in the ditch of waywardness. It goes without saying that the address here is not directed specifically to the Prophet, peace be upon him. It is rather directed to every serious student of the Quran.
الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِالْكِتَابِ وَبِمَا أَرْسَلْنَا بِهِ رُسُلَنَا فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ
Those who gave the lie to this book and all the books which we had sent with our messengers shall soon come to know the truth. Those who gave the lie to this book and all the books which we had sent with our messengers This is the root cause of the unbelievers' error. They refuse to believe in the Quran and the teachings of the messengers and contest God's signs instead of seriously reflecting upon them. As a result, they are led astray and it is no longer possible for them to pursue the straight way.
إِذِ الْأَغْلَالُ فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ وَالسَّلَاسِلُ يُسْحَبُونَ
When fetters and chains shall be on their necks, and they shall be dragged into.
في الحميم ثم في النار يسجرون.
Boiling water and cast into fire. Boiling water and cast into fire.
Driven by extreme thirst, those who had contested God's signs will ask for water, but the custodians of hell will drag them by their fetters and take them to springs of hot boiling water. After partaking of this, they will be dragged back and hurled into hellfire.
ثُمَّ قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ
It will then be said to them, Where are those whom you
من دون الله قالوا ضلوا عنا بل لم نكن ندعو من قبل شيئا كذلك يضل الله الكافرين
Associated with Allah in His divinity, they will say, We have lost them. Rather, we never used to call upon anyone before. Thus will Allah cause them to stumble in error. Associated with Allah in His divinity.
That is, if they were really gods or God's associates in His divinity, whom they worshipped under the impression that they would rescue them from their distress, why is it that those gods or God's associates are doing nothing to deliver them from their woeful predicament?
They will say, We have lost them. Rather, we never used to call upon anyone before.
This does not mean that they will deny that in their worldly life they had associated others with God in His divinity. What it rather means is that they have come to fully know well that their false gods are totally helpless, even though they had invoked them in the phase of their worldly existence. For such false gods have simply turned out to be as good for nothing as corpses.
ذَلِكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَبِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَمْرَحُونَ
They will be told, This is because while you were on earth, you took delight in untruth and exulted in it. They will be told, This is because while you were on earth, you took delight in untruth and exulted in it.
They were not simply content with pursuing falsehood, but were so intoxicated with devotion to untruth that they imprudently spurned the truth and exulted in their devotion to falsehood.
ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين
Enter hell now to abide in it. How woeful is the abode of those who wax proud.
فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ بَعْضَ الَّذِي نَعِدُهُمْ أَوْ نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ.
So be patient, O Prophet. Surely Allah's promise is true. Whether we show them a part of the woeful consequences against which we warned them while you are still in their midst, or we recall you from this world, before that, eventually, it is to us that they shall be brought back. So be patient.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, is directed to persevere in the face of the petty contentiousness of his opponents, who are out to humiliate and degrade him by recourse to ignoble means.
O Prophet, surely Allah's promise is true. Whether we show them a part of the woeful consequences against which we warned them, while you are still in their midst, or we recall you from this world, before that, eventually, it is to us that they shall be brought back.
It is clarified that God will not necessarily punish each of the Prophet's enemies in this world or during the Prophet's lifetime. What is nonetheless quite certain is that they cannot escape being seized by him. For, after all, everyone is destined to return to God. No way will be left for these culprits to escape full punishment for their misdeeds.
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قُضِيَ بِالْحَقِّ وَخَسِرَ هُنَالِكَ الْمُبَطِلُونَ.
Indeed, we sent many messengers before you. Of them, there are some whose account we have narrated to you, and there are others whose account we have not narrated to you. It did not lie in any messenger's power to bring any sign except with Allah's leave. So when Allah's decree came, the matter was decided with justice, and those steeped in error courted utter loss then and there. Indeed, we sent many messengers before you.
The Quran here broaches another subject. The Meccan unbelievers used to say to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that they would not accept him as God's messenger until he presented them with a miracle of their choosing. In the verses that follow, the Quran responds to this contention without directly referring to it. As to the miracles demanded by the Meccan unbelievers, these are discussed elsewhere in the Quran. See Hud 11, 12, Al-Hijr 15, 7, Bani Israel 17:90-5, and Al-Furqan 25-21.
Of them there are some whose account we have narrated to you, and there are others whose account we have not narrated to you. It did not lie in any messenger's power to bring any sign except with Allah's leave.
No prophets have ever produced miracles of their own accord. They are simply not authorized to do so. It is by God's leave alone that prophets present miracles. A miracle is presented when God decides that it may be produced before an unbelieving community. This, then, is the first rejoinder to the unbelievers' demand for a miracle.
So when Allah's decree came, the matter was decided with justice, and those steeped in error courted utter loss then and there.
No miracle was ever presented by way of mere sport and play. Rather, a miracle is something of a grave and decisive character. If a community persists in unbelief, even after witnessing a miracle, it is obliterated. The Meccan unbelievers' demand for miracle lacked seriousness. They failed to realize that by making this demand, they were inviting destruction upon themselves. This is another rejoinder to the unbelievers' demand for miracles.